Hey, welcome to this week's edition of the Vine Resources podcast show. So we wanted to ask you, do you need to take a break? The reason we asked that is we spoke to a hiring manager just last week who decided they were taking a week off. And when we asked them actually where they were going, what they were doing, they said actually they were going nowhere. They just wanted the time off, turn their phone off and get away from their work emails. They wanted to paint their house, read some books and meet friends. And it got me thinking, that's really great. Often we look to go away and do things, but actually having time at home or around your area is really, really important. That's a real break without having to jump on an aeroplane or go about a normal holiday. It might need a total break from work and a proper chance for you to just relax and recharge in your own environment. So we wanted to share that with you because these are the five signs that you just might need a break. Perhaps you're always on edge. So are you more intolerant of people than usual, even when they've done nothing wrong? This often can stem from feelings of stress and anxiety from overwork. When you've wound up, when you're looking, you know, fight or flight can tend to kick in more quickly than normal, and the brain can alter your usual response to that stress. So you might feel more agitated, which makes you irritable and moody with the people around you. And, you know, perhaps you're not thinking as clearly as you normally would to make sound judgments. The second point is reduced focus and poorer decision making, and that procrastination often increases, which delays decisions and further increases stress. So your productivity and effectiveness may well reduce if you haven't given yourself a proper chance to have a break. You may also become more forgetful than usual, be unable to focus as well as you can, and your problem solving skills and decision making skills can also decrease. The third point is having lower levels of energy. So when perhaps your mojo is down, your energy levels aren't as high, you might find yourself unable to maintain that usual enthusiasm and energy that you've had before. You might miss deadlines, there might be small mistakes, and overlook details that you'd be expected just normally aren't. You haven't got the heart for it generally. So it's better to take that break from that responsibilities than to deliver at less than your normal standards. And it's good to recognize when that is the case. The fourth point is feeling under the weather. And really, that's really very important for you to take a break. And often that manifests itself into physical symptoms. Your pulse may quicken, your neck and shoulders may be more stiff, your stomach may feel that it's frequently and or constantly in knots, or you may have other symptoms or causes. So let's not forget you might have headaches, muscle pains and feelings of nausea, and it could be your body's sign and that will telling you that you may just need to take a proper rest. And often we overlook this one and try to shake it off, but often it's one of the ones that is most important to recognize. Finally, you might have trouble sleeping. So insomnia is a sure sign of overwork and overworking the brain. Many studies among senior level execs have found that the group with burnout reported experience higher issues with insomnia, sleep fragmentation, and non-restorative sleep. It's also found that burnout subjects have higher level anxiety and depression scores as well. So if your anxiety of work is keeping you up all night, do please take note. It might be time to take that well-deserved break. So take a minute if you recognize any of these signs. Is it time for you now to give yourself that break that you haven't had for a long time? Hope you enjoyed the show this week. Speak to you again soon.